Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, your girl Miss Dramaganza, check. Lip gloss, check. Mascara, check. I am Indy with the homie K Biddy, check, check. You listening to Blog Talk Radio, baby, and I love you for it. Mwah.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, K. Diddy. Welcome to I Am Indie. You know, we're the show for the independents here every Wednesday to bring you the latest, the greatest of the artists and what's good in the music industry. But before we get this show going today with our guest today, Mr. Dino Domino, the CEO of Mysterious Entertainment, is going to be joining us shortly. We want to kick the show in with what we do with our old school gospel cat, Mr. Praise Master G. And we'll be right back with Mr. Domino from Mysterious Entertainment. We'll put your ears on this one. This is Praise Master G.
Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleep of what I dream. Faith without work is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow looks back, the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya. I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out. Deep game. This here's deep. Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but you're stuck at trying to reach. But unto him who is able to possess your fathers by his glory. Struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is since it was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
Strange, the fiery trials are to try you. You say, why you? But your shirt say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. One minute you're telling how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you're backsliding so fast, look like you're moonwalking. Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's the fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, because the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're going to be on top. Quiet, send the hook line one more game. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can make it.
You know, everything is possible. You know what I'm saying? You can let everybody know that K. Diddy over here at I Am Indie said that one. I'm going to check if I guess for today is with us. Mr. Domino, you in the building?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Brother, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come through and bless us with your presence.
Oh, man, I appreciate you taking the time and having me on your show, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, look, I was just getting a little bit more information about you, man, and dude, I'm glad to have you here, man. I can just salute you, man. I see you done a bunch of things in the industry, man. You've definitely been a soldier out there grinding, and you've been doing your thing, man.
I've been working hard, you know, over the years, simultaneously while I'm, you know, doing my thing in the industry and trying to, you know, reach some level of success. My daytime job is I'm a soldier in the United States Army. So, you know, trying to juggle both of those for the last 10, 12 years has been a task.
Oh, I can imagine, you know, being out there doing things for your country. That's a task within itself, especially in these trying times.
Yeah.
Definitely. You're on the music front, man, I see that you with a talent scout with SMG Universal.
And, yeah, actually, as of yesterday, I'm no longer a talent scout. I'm now an A&R for SMG Universal.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Well, like for the listeners, man, who haven't really heard you or know about you, man, let's give us a little background on who Mr. Dino Domino is.
Oh, man. Well, I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I got into music a long, long, long time ago. My great uncle, Fats Domino, took me into a studio with him one time simply because my aunt was supposed to be babysitting me, and she had to go take care of something. So I rode along with him. First time in the studio, all those lights and buttons, and I saw the faders on the board. I didn't know what none of that stuff was, but it caught my eye. So I just started asking a whole bunch of questions while, you know, the artist was, you know, doing their thing. And the engineer and my uncle both took the time to kind of tell me everything about it. So over the years, you know, my interest kind of grew from talent shows in high school and, you know, putting on some different types of shows for some of the fraternities at Southern University. I decided to take it, you know, to another level, and released my own first solo project, which was very unsuccessful, by the way. And from there, you know, I kind of took a step back away from music, and I felt that I really needed to know the ins and outs of the actual business aspect, because I found myself spending a lot of money wasn't getting nowhere. So I took about 3 years off and just read every article, every book, every newsletter, magazine, talked to any person that I thought had a decent opinion about the music industry, and just stepped my game up as far as my knowledge of the business was concerned. And ever since I've been back into music with that knowledge now, things have definitely changed and turned around. So that was a major milestone in my professional music career.
You know, and that's something that a lot of people really don't understand. This is, you know, and I tell them a lot, you know, this is the music business. This is not the music play. And I noticed with a lot of new artists, you know, they get hung up on the videos and what they hear from the next door neighbor that just happened to be a plumber, you know, what they like, you know, and I know you've experienced it with somebody that came to Dino and asked you what you think about this song here, and you give your professional opinion, and they turn right back around and they go ask somebody to work at Kmart somewhere. And
yeah.
I mean, it's almost like if you're going to do that, why did you even bother to ask me in the first place?
Exactly. I mean, I get people that want to play their song for me on their cell phone and stuff like that. You know, I was scouting a talent out in Austin during Juneteenth, and the talent, he was decent. Needed some artist development, needed to work on his stage presence a little bit. But he was workable. He wasn't, you know, a lost cause. But the thing that completely turned me off about that individual was, number one, when I asked him to provide me some sort of material, physical material, that I could take with me, he said he had some CDs and stuff in his car. So he goes and gets a CD. And it's a CDR with black writing on it with a Mark-a-Lot. And I just looked at it. And, I mean, I didn't want to, you know, shoot him down, you know, right in his face, you know, and kind of kill his spirits. I mean, I took it, but I didn't even listen to it. Because to me right there tells me, if you're running around saying that you're a serious artist and, you know, this is something that you want to do as a career and you're attempting to have any level of success, you have to invest in yourself. And I'm talking everything from a photo shoot to getting your material professionally packaged or semi-professionally packaged so that when you present it to someone, it looks like something that, you know, they would even want to attempt to listen to.
How about this one, Dino? Some of the other industry heads even brought this one to my attention that, you know, I usually go to, you know, South by Southwest, and I go to MeetUm, you know, to the National Music Conference. And, you know, we ran into this, especially with Southwest, too, you know, and I've been telling artists, you know, sometimes you think out of the box, and I totally agree. You definitely need some type of package to represent yourself. But nowadays, dealing with technology, I mean, go get a flash drive. Put your product on that. You know, give that to somebody like yourself with a lanyard that you could put around your neck with their company, with their name on it, or even set up the flash drive. I'm throwing ideas out there too, so you know. But set up a flash drive where they have their company locked in, where it's unerasable, where you can't erase it, and then leave the other space free where you can go in the studio and put what you want to put on it. And see, something like that I would keep. Cause especially with these airlines charging you to take extra luggage. And quite frankly, I know 8x10s cost money because I've been there, done that. I know to put together these press packs, all this costs money. And if a guy got to pay extra money to fly extra luggage to put 45, 50 different packages in there, different artists and gave him, you know, some of these things get left in the room. So some of these artists need to kind of think out of the box and give these professionals something that they're going to hold on to. So when they get back to their office, they can, like, bam, pop it in their computer, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they can hear it. They got something they're going to hold on to that they make it use for whatever they're going to use to. But y'all who listening, our listeners, utilize this information because these are jewels here. Because I'm one, if I got 30, 40 packages and I'm trying to run through the airport, and I don't mean no disrespect, but something might just not make it. You know, and as being an artist myself, producer, manager, coming up through the game, I know that stuff is not free. So y'all use that.
Most definitely.
So definitely. So what made you decide to get on the label side, you know, and then we're going to get back to your music in a minute, but I want you to give these our listeners a little bit more of this information because I know your head is stuffed with it.
Well, the reason I ended up starting Mysterious Entertainment and getting on the label side of everything is simply because of the unsuccessful release of my first project. I put my heart and soul into that project, and, you know, just like many artists, I thought that, you know, that's all that it took was just, you know, to be real and put your heart and soul into the music, you know, put it out there, and then you're a millionaire 2 weeks later. You know, that was my mindset. So when I took that step back for those 3 years and I started learning the business side of everything, and I found out that, you know, really the success comes from the business. It doesn't come from the music. So if I wanted my music to be successful, I had to be successful in the business. So immediately when I got back into music after those 3 years, I decided at this time I didn't have no DBA or anything like that, you know, running my label with. I just came up with a name and, you know, called it Mysterious Entertainment. A friend of mine, you know, he wanted to do a little project and everything, so I charged him like $250 to do his little project. And it actually came out really, really good and really nice. And next thing I know, his friends started calling me, and then they friends started calling. Before I knew it, I was getting demos in the mail, people calling wanting to know what time is studio time, and I'm like, I don't really even have no studio. What are y'all talking about? You know, I was like, I was just doing this as a favor.
Right.
So then at that point, you know, I just kind of started, you know, buying a little piece of equipment here and there. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I should, you know, try to do this. Maybe I can make some money on the side as a hobby. And it turned from that into what it is now, Mysterious Entertainment LLC, affiliated with Swisher House and SMG Universal. I currently have 9 artists on my label, 3 producers, a booking agent, and hopefully pretty soon here a permanent marketing and promotion firm.
Well, I mean, that's what we're talking about right there. That's how to get it done. I mean, that's what we're talking about, growth. When, you know, an artist, an entrepreneur takes his time and do his homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had other industry people tell me at that time, you know, it's 90% business, 10% talent. And I at that time, I didn't want to hear that. You know, I was an artist and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get signed to a major label. That's all my mind was set on, was getting signed and, you know, getting with a $50,000, $100,000 sign-on bonus and a car and shoot a video and be on the cover of XXL or something like that. And it just don't work that way.
Yeah. I want to ask you, man, I know I'm kind of jumping around here a little bit, but kind of riding with me, man, but how do you think about the music today? And I know you kind of been in the game for a minute and I know you've been through some changes, but how do you feel about it now opposed to how it was when there used to be, you know, record shops on every corner, you know, used to be mom and pop stores. Now they don't even have that. But now we got information highway, the internet. How do you feel about that transition?
Well, I would say I feel pretty good about it. At one point, I had some mixed feelings about it. On the business side of it, I kind of like the way that the music industry has evolved and changed, being that major labels now are seeking more and more successful indie labels to partner with, because that indie label will kind of, you know, act like the D-League to the NBA. Whereas that major label now don't have to spend $200,000 in a 1 or 2 year time span on marketing, promotion, artist development, getting the artist image together, making sure that music is right, sound quality wise, everything. That's where the indie label comes in. So I think that's very smart of the major labels to do that. And then with, you know, everything being so digital now, everything's on the internet, you have your digital distribution. You still have some in-store, but mostly everything is digital. Again, that gives the major label the opportunity to take that money that they would normally spend on developing an artist to focus on, okay, I'm going to give this indie label a 2-3 year distribution deal where now I can take this money and I can really promote and plug the singles that I get or the songs that I get from this indie label and really push it.
Right.
Which saves them, it cuts down on their overhead. They have to do a little bit less. And simultaneously, it builds up the reputation and the success of that indie label. And it also is actually better for the artist because the artist gets to keep more of the revenue generated by going through an indie label versus having a major label spend $250,000 on them to develop their image and their sound. Because what most artists don't realize is that major label puts your face in XXL. That's $5,000 a issue. Mm-hmm. They're going to recoup their money some kind of way.
Oh, absolutely.
They, yeah, they're going to get paid. So you may generate, you know, $100,000 off of that single with that major label, but your cut is not going to be anywhere near that.
Well, I agree. I definitely think that the majors are using the indie label as an extended A&R department, because once we prove success in the artists, well, you know, here they come. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Which is really not a bad thing. You know, I like to say, you know, money only means something to the people that don't have it. It don't mean nothing to the people that do.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, of course, you know, if they see a train already moving or a project already has success and you're a businessman, why wouldn't you want to be affiliated, associated with it? Because you can't do nothing but make more or make it bigger. And just like the old way they used to do things, they used to take a loss by themselves. This way they don't lose by themselves because they utilize either independent labels. You know, if you make it happen, it happens. If you don't, you lose by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Which also forces that indie label to really know the business and develop that artist to be marketable before they approach the major label with that project.
Exactly. And if you moved enough units independently, you ain't got to approach a major. They're going to approach you.
Exactly.
And it's even better when it's that way. It's almost like dating a female. No, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, you took it down.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble. But guys know, you know, when guys, you know, go date a female, you know, you got to be prepared to pay for everything, pretty much, if you're the aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
You got to do. But listen, man, I'm gonna play one of your songs, and then we're gonna get back to some of this other good stuff. But you know, for the people that are listening now, the call in number is 347-308-8747. Dino Domino in the building. You know, call in, join us. I'm sure he'd be glad to answer any questions he may have and tell you about what he's got coming up. And if you want to sit there and don't do that and just listen, that's cool, too. We're glad to let you do that. So, Dino, what you think about No Gimmicks? You think we ought to bless them with that or Diamonds? What you think?
Let's go with Diamonds. Diamonds seems to be a very popular song off our latest mixtape that just was released yesterday. And I've been getting a lot of good feedback, actually, on both of those. But let's go with Diamonds.
Okay, and you want to tell us, is this you, or who else we got on this one?
Yeah, Diamonds is is one of the singles off of the Southern Ride mixtape, and it features myself, Dino, and my long-term artist, who's been with me for about almost three years now, Miss 901 from Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, y'all, put your ears on this. This one's called Diamonds.
Hi, I'm walking around the club and I can't seem to find them gangsters with the big diamonds,
yeah.
Diamonds,
yeah.
Diamonds,
yeah.
Diamonds,
yeah,
diamonds,
uh-huh.
Diamonds, diamonds, diamonds,
see, yo.
Diamonds, 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 diamonds,
yeah.
Diamonds,
yeah.
Diamonds,
go. Diamonds. All these diamonds on my body got me looking like Liberace, cold like an Eskimo. When I hit the dope, they hit the flow. It's like I'm spellbinded. They twerking, they grinding for these
diamonds.
Yeah.
Diamond.
You know, wrist colder than a Coors Light. So much ice, I got frostbite. Follow me, young and restless. Let me be your guiding light. In a two-seater, wife beater, all black, grim reaper. These divas trying to be a keeper, cause they see so many.
Diamonds, 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 diamonds. With the big
flips on, rockin', yeah, blingin', shinin', Prince cut my liking, froze, iced out, Klondikin', I'm looking for the ones rockin' rainbow diamonds, Drake rock, neck and wrist, straight, big timing. I'm blinded, on the scene. That boy shining like the sun, wanna get on his team. I can tell his grind hard by the weight of his jeans, cause he be gunning like his daddy. He's so fresh and so clean. Rockin'
diamonds, diamonds, diamonds.
Gangsters with the big
shining in the field. Got the waitress wearing black. One eye closed, one eye open, looking like a pirate. I'm silent, but these rocks on my body causing riots. But these goons playing safety like they own Reva Silent. But I'm fly like a pilot, so I hope you got sky mileage. Look, round up your partner, girl, for this crown raw diet. You find me in the penthouse, top floor at the highest. Spend the night with me, wake up in a new Bugatti, you know.
Diamonds.
That was Diamond, y'all. Dino, Mysterious Entertainment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What you got, man? You're in Texas, correct?
Yeah, I'm out here in Central Texas.
Okay, well, man, you're
and
a homeboy.
It's hot out here, too.
I know, man. I'm from Texas, too. I don't know if it's Central or Northern or Southern. I just know I'm from Texas, too. I think it's Northeast Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on.
I'm out here right between Austin and Waco.
Oh, okay. Out there doing it. That's what I'm talking about. From Texas. Well, let's jump back into this one. Right, doing the putting your label hat back on. I know you're a hell of an artist, man. Definitely Diamond. I definitely was feeling that one. And we
appreciate
definitely going to play another joint from you in a minute. But I want to jump back on here with you on the label side for a minute. When you're picking up your artists, when you're dealing with your artists, I mean, what are some of the things that excite you or what you're looking on? I know one of your pet peeves is, as is mine, you definitely don't want no artist calling you and telling you to listen to some tracks over the phone. I know that one. But what are some of the qualities that you look for in an artist when you're scouting and when you're looking for them?
Obviously, the first thing that I'm looking for is their image. I'm looking to see if they're marketable, if they're a female, if guys are going to like them, if they're male, if girls are going to like them. I'm looking at them on stage. I'm looking at how they interact with the fans or the people in the crowd. I'm looking for work ethic. And what I mean by work ethic is, I mean, if I go to a venue and the artist is on stage and it kind of looks like they're fumbling through what they're doing, that means they haven't practiced to me. If they're rapping or singing over their lyrics, that to me is like a real, real, real big turnoff. I'll most likely get up and go to the bar, walk outside or something during that time span. But work ethic and the willingness to invest in themselves is the main thing that I look for when I'm scouting talent. The actual talent to me is the last thing that I listen to. As far as their singing or rapping ability.
How important to you is it if they have no knowledge in the whole social networking? No social networking skills. Do you think that would be an asset, or do you feel that they should have some type of skills in that department?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. They need to have some sort of social network presence. And again, it goes back to the evolution of the music industry, because now everything is so digital. If artists have, 3,000-4,000 friends on Facebook or Twitter followers. Those are potential customers, you know, even though some of them, of course, obviously might be relatives, coworkers, whatever the case may be. But those are potential followers. So and paying customers, if they have no presence, it's kind of hard to even start to project, okay, I'm going to invest into this artist, give them free studio time, give them free instrumentals, get my engineers or engineer it myself. That's, you know, that's time, labor that's being invested into this person. And I'm not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I don't even see a spark if they have zero friends. You know, they don't even have a Facebook account or a Twitter account. And people who know me will tell you that that sounds very, very strange coming out of my mouth, because I hated the idea of having to create a Facebook when I did. And I was totally set against it until, you know, I actually, like I said before, did my research and understood why social media is so important. Because nowadays people have access to everything on their cell phones, on their tablets. Shoot, even cars nowadays now have Wi-Fi in them. You have to engage and attack that market. And what did it for me was when I did my SWOT analysis. Now, for those of you out there who don't understand and know what a SWOT analysis is, or maybe haven't heard of a SWOT analysis, this is business 101. SWOT analysis stands for SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, obstacles, and threats. And in a nutshell, what it does is gives you a snapshot of your target audience, of where you're trying to penetrate, because you have to have a target audience. You can't target everybody for everything. So whatever you do, you have to have a target. And that SWOT analysis will give you a really, really good, and if you do it correctly, detailed snapshot of what you need to do internally in order to penetrate that market. And social media is one of those things.
I had a question for you. How many times have artists approached you and told you that they need a gig, they need a paying gig somewhere, you need to book them somewhere, and they haven't even established their brand yet? So how many times have you been exposed to that one?
Well, if you had a dime for every time an artist approached me with that question, you would be a multimillionaire right now. Oh, my goodness. I get that a lot. And it's not that the thing about that is, in order for you to have a paid show for any artist, and I tell my artist that's signed to my label the exact same thing. In order for you to get on a paid show and, you know, live this lifestyle that you're thinking in your head that you're seeing, people have to know you first. They have to be paying customers. They have to like you. If they don't know you, who's going to pay you $1,500 to come and do a show in their venue? Now, if you think back, you know, put yourself in a club owner's position. You have a club that is doing, let's just say, decent, okay. And you have a crowd that's coming in faithfully every week. Now you throw and say, hey, next week we're going to have Joe Schmo from Little Deer, Indiana, on stage doing a live performance all night. You will probably hear crickets in there. They're going to go, those customers are probably going to go somewhere else where they can actually hear some music that they want to hear, with their friends and drink, and so forth and so forth. Now,
check,
you flip that coin.
Check this one out, man. I've even had to pay the club venue in order to have my artist perform because
yes,
I needed their crowd more than they needed me.
Exactly. And I have done the exact same thing with all of my artists, even myself. We have paid, we did this for maybe, I want to say, 2 years, just paid to get on shows. Any show that we thought was relevant, where we knew it was going to be, you know, a crowd of anywhere over 100 people. We have paid as much as $300, as much as, matter of fact, for the Coast to Coast show in Dallas, we actually paid $500 to get on that show. But now we're to the point to where people are calling us, or they're calling me and my booking agent to get us on shows. But you have to go through that. You have to pay your dues if you want to look at it that way. But people have to know you. They have to know, okay, that this artist, when they get on stage, they're going to put on a show. They're going to engage the crowd. And that's going back to stage presence, and I don't mean to be rambling here, but going back to stage presence, one of the things that I do with my artists, and this is a good tip for some of you up-and-coming artists out there, is we videotape our rehearsals so that we can go back and we look at everything that might feel right to us that we're doing, but just don't look right on camera. And what I do is I'll have people come in and just kind of stand off in the corner with their arms folded, start texting on their phone. And I don't tell my artists anything. I wait to see if while they're actually performing, they're going to engage that one person that's over there texting on their phone, that's not paying attention to what they're doing. Are they going to be stuck to the stage? Are they going to interact with the crowd? Are they going to engage the crowd? And if they don't, you know, then we go back and, you know, we do a little summary and, you know, hey, this is what we need to improve on. But that's just a little inside tip.
Right, and that's very important for you listeners. These are jewels. Make notes. If you're sitting there doing nothing, picking your nose, pick up your phone and call and speak to Mr. Domino live. Don't be scared. He'll answer you. I have a question, too, Dino. What do you think about these new artists? Because I know in my era, you know, and I perform a lot of the old school R&B artists and toured around with them. But in my era, you know, the Earth, Wind & Fire, the Miracles, the Temptations, you know, the Whispers, we performed, we looked like artists. You know, we acted, we had the persona on and off stage. We carried ourselves like entertainers. I'm seeing that a lot of up-and-coming artists, even a lot of established new artists, man, they go to the Grammys, man, and they T-shirts and they shorts and stuff, and you don't even know who's an entertainer no more if you don't know the person. But, you know, there used to be a time in this music industry where performers and entertainers, they looked and act like that. Nowadays, they really don't, and some of that same behavior from these entertainers, you know, they permeate their street mentality, I mean, their everyday mentality on the street, because they can't separate that, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say? They can't separate, I'm an artist, so I should be held to a higher standard than just the average Joe Smo that I'm looking to come in to support me. How do you feel about that?
I feel the same way you feel about it. I don't condone it. I would never talk bad about an artist, but I don't like it. I don't condone it. To me, if you are an artist, you need to carry yourself as an artist on and off stage. Now, what I will say about that is I've seen a lot of these artists that kind of fall off. They get hot for a minute and they fall off. I was having a conversation with an artist of mine about a week ago, and I told him, I was like, you know, one thing about artists when I was coming up is that you knew the artists through their music. You knew who they were because they would tell you about themselves in their music. When they are out in public, you know, they still look like artists. They're in that artist mode at all times. Nowadays, you don't really know anything about any of these new artists that's popping up all over the place. And the music industry is just like everything else in the world. It comes full circle. So the things that used to be old and outdated, now it's coming back, and so forth and so forth. So right now, I believe the music industry, this is my personal opinion. I don't have any hard statistics or data to prove it. But in my opinion, the music industry right now is going through a phase. It's going through a fad. This is that faddish stage that will eventually evolve back into, or incorporate some of the older ways of the way artists used to perform and carry themselves. And that's just my opinion.
And a good one. And a good one. I just think, you know, each one should teach one. I think we all should really look in the mirror every day and check our own star player and just try to be the best person that we could be and kind of be responsible for what we do, because we definitely need to pay the way for our music to really survive and continue.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it is a very exciting time, because right now the click of a mouse, you can have your music in China. You ain't got to wait 2.5 weeks, you know what I'm saying, for a CD
exactly.
to get that baby. You know,
exactly.
maybe. You know, that's crazy. So definitely it is a good, exciting times. And if you just joined in, listeners, we were just speaking about branding, basically. And for those that are trying to seek employment, it's very important that you establish your market share, increase your worth. You know, a promoter have no problem booking you, having you in his venue if you're going to bring people through those doors, but nowhere is he going to pay you and don't nobody know you. Just understand that, because you're not going to pay to go to see nobody that you don't know either. So just flip the script, play the devil's advocate. Who are you going to go pay to see that you don't know?
You know, I remember the time when, you know, back like what you were talking about earlier, the mom and pop stores on the corner of the record stores, record shops and everything. And I want every artist to think about this. How many times have you either been in a store or seen an ad on while you're on Facebook or surfing the internet? Somebody got, you know, check out my new single. Check out this hot music. And you look, you read it, you have no idea who they are. You've never seen their face before, don't know their name, definitely don't know the song, and you just keep surfing the internet. I mean, I'm just saying.
And that's, hey, look, and that's the gospel. Hey, well, I want to play No Gimmicks, another one of Dino Domino's songs, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Southern Riot. And
okay.
For those that have just joined us, we have Mr. Dino Domino, Mysterious Entertainment, in the building. Call in number 347-308-8747. You know, call in, holler. Won't nobody hurt you over here. Who knows? You might get discovered today. Yeah.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, this No Gimmicks. Dino in the building.
Money. Pow. Bang. Everybody say they want it. But they just sit around waiting for it. But not me. Watch how I go get it. Watch how I go get it. Grind. Man, I do it all with no gimmick. Watch how I go get it. Watch how I go get it. I shine. Man, I do it all with no gimmick.
Look, I don't need no gimmicks, man. I run this thing like a marathon. 30,000 feet. Bruh, I'm fly like your carry-on. Like a tombstone, you dead wrong. Got your head gone. I'm in the red zone. Haters ain't gotta look for me. I take them all head on. Ha, you know, be no second chip like out in Vegas. Keep one of them things on each hip. Call it Tomb Raider. Dynasty in the making, like Kareem was with the Lakers. So watch your step, bruh. I was raised by some gators. You did.
Watch how I go get it. Watch how I go get it. Grind. Man, I do it all with no gimmick. Watch how I go get it. Watch how I go get it. I shine. Man, I do it all with no gimmick.
Look,
time to get your mind right. Time to get your mind right. You ain't got your game tight. You blinded by the limelight. You waited, you missed it. Now watch how I go get it. You waited, you missed it. Now watch how I go get it. See, I want it, go get it. I don't care who get it. Look, I want it, go get it. Look, I don't care who get it. See, I grind, I shine, and break it down and flip it. I hustle all the time, cause tomorrow ain't a given. Yeah,
country cat, country slang, country thoughts, do country things. Call yourself a beast, but I got longer, bigger, sharper.
phase. Little fish in a big tank. Yep. Time to get your rank up. Ran across a few Titanics, but my iceberg sank. Appreciate these haters. Yep. When I see them, I thank them. Detroit, swag, face down, plank them. I'm fly like I'm in free fall. Protect my turf like a seawall. I'm Devo in the game. I want it all.
I want it all. Watch how I go get it.
Go get it.
Watch how I go get it.
Go get it.
Grind, grind, grind. Man, I do it all with no giving.
No giving.
Watch how I go get it.
Go get it.
Watch how I go get it.
Go get it.
I shine, shine, shine. Man, I do it all with no giving.
No giving.
Look, nigga, nothing up my sleeve. No strings attached. Just hard work. Mysterious entertainment. Swoosh out the game. If you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't grind, you don't shine, nigga.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop, independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Yeah, we rolling today with my boy Dino from Mysterious Entertainment. That was No Gimmicks. Tell us about that one, sir.
Oh, man. That song came about, actually, we were getting ready to do a hair show at the Killeen Civic Center, the 13th National Hair Show out here in Central Texas. And we were sitting in the studio and I'm working on the track, and one of my artists, he was like, you know, we do everything that we do, but, you know, we don't use all these gimmicks that some of these other people are using. And I was like, yeah, you know what, you're right. You know, we're just not, you know, this, what you see is what you get. And basically that's how the song came about. I actually came up with the hook first, and then just kind of fit everything around the hook. I ended up scrapping the beat that I was making, and wrote the hook, and then made the beat fit the hook.
When you refer to gimmicks, why you break that down a little bit for the people that don't understand exactly what you're referring to as a gimmick?
Gimmicks, trying to be something that you're not, trying to, you know, live a lifestyle or persona that you really are not affording. I.e. rental cars in the video, models, paid models who you really don't even know, talking about things in your music that you've never done, you've never experienced, if you've never seen anybody experience, just basically kind of keeping it down to earth. I mean, yes, there are sometimes that you will have to alter what you're saying or what you do to fit what it is that you're doing, if that makes sense. But simultaneously, you have to keep it grounded. And what I mean by just gimmicks is just things that are completely fictitious, completely falsified. I'm not going to tell you, okay, buy a t-shirt from me for $10 and you get a CD free, because if that's the case, you buy each item for $5. I just tell you each item is $5. You buy what you want to buy. To me, that's a gimmick. Or saying, hey, you know, you can get something at this lower price, like a lot of furniture stores and stuff do, when they really just raised the price and marked it down back to the original price. And I mean, if you take that and you incorporate it into, you know, your music and what you're doing, that's what I, you know, mean when I say no gimmicks. What you see is what you get.
Original all the way.
Yes, sir.
So I know one of the questions was, do you prefer originality over conformity?
Oh, yes, definitely. I definitely prefer originality because I think, again, one of the comments I made earlier about, you know, back in the days, you know, the artists, the consumers kind of knew who the artists were. They knew what they liked, what their likes and dislikes were. And nowadays, you don't really have that perception or understanding of most of these artists now. I don't like another artist to try to mimic what another artist is doing. Now, you can take pointers and you can incorporate some of those things that another artist is doing within yourself, add your own personality to it and make it yours. To me, that's still being original. But to step on a stage and try to act like or sound like another artist, sound like Lil Wayne or sound like Jay-Z, to me is it's not you. You're not being real. Now, if you just happen to have a voice that sounds like that individual, hey, so be it. But to actually put forth the effort to try to look like, sound like another artist is just a no-no in my book.
So basically, don't perpetrate.
In a nutshell. In a nutshell. In layman's terms, yes.
So what do you see for in the near future for Mysterious Entertainment? What you guys got up? What you got coming up?
Oh, man, we have, well, we just released Southern Riot mixtape hosted by DJ Red of Swisher House. That actually dropped yesterday. You can find that on Dat Piff and Coast to Coast Mixtapes. But in the near future here, we have the debut EP of Miss 901. We also have our annual project. Every year we do an annual project. This will be the first one with my current roster, label roster now. But we're going to do a hip-hop / R&B Christmas compilation, which is going to be a task for a challenge for some of my producers because most of my producers, you know, they're either predominantly R&B or predominantly, you know, rap, trap-type music or East Coast-type music. So what I've done is I've assigned each one of them different projects, basically, to make them step outside of the element, to step their game up. It's going to force them to do some research a little bit and, you know, some trials and tribulations. We also have the debut of one of my groups that signed to me, GMG, Get Money Gang. That's the artist Who Dat and MC. We will also be having the, and this is all coming up probably within the next, I would say, 6 to 8 months. We have the volume 2 of Southern Riot, which we plan to feature a lot more up-and-coming artists, you know, from across the nation. It's not going to be restricted to just Southern music or East Coast or rap or R&B. I want the best songs, the best artists. That's what I'm looking for that particular project. And then we're going to close that out with, for the next 2 quarters, we're going to close out with a completely R&B explosion compilation. I want to add, you know, maybe like a little neo soul in there. I have another artist that I'm getting ready to sign, a female singer that does some really, really good jazz, some spoken word, and we're going to put that on there as well.
Okay. It sounds hot, man. It's like you got some things working, man. Some things are going to keeping you busy, keeping you out of trouble. I like to say, as long as I work and keep busy, being positive and productive, it don't leave much time to get in trouble. Well, tell our listeners, man, how they could get in touch with you, man, because I know some of my listeners, man, want to reach out to you, especially, you know, some of my listeners on in your neck of the woods. But
okay.
Your information out there, man, so they can get at you.
Okay. Well, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Mysterious ENT, MYSTERIOUSENT. Our Twitter is at Mysterious _ENT. And if you want to contact me directly, you can go through my executive director of operations. Her name is V. You can call her actually at 254-307-1303. Or if you feel more comfortable, send an email. You can send an email to EXEC, short for executive, dot DIR, short for director, at mysteriousent.com. Please, if you do send an email, do not start flooding with, you know, MP3s or anything like that. Just send an inquiry. We will, you know, take a look at it. You can send your bio, you can send your photo, and if you want to send a link to your music, that's fine. But do not attach, you know, a whole bunch of MP3s, because that just happened recently and our server crashed. We had to go back in and wipe it out and re-establish all of the email addresses again. But yeah, that's my direct contact information. My director of operations, I have a direct line with her. So everything goes through her, basically. And that's like the tip of the spear right there.
Well, all right, man. And, man, I want to thank you again for taking time out and coming through and hollering at us, man, and sharing your music and blessing our listeners with what you got going on and your wealth of experience. And I'm sure people are going to be reaching out to you, and definitely want to give our girl over there, LaShawn, a shout-out.
Oh, most definitely.
Hooking everything up, because I know she's busy putting all stuff together and making it happen. Definitely want to give her a shout-out over at Urban Stars Media.
Yeah, yeah. LaShawn is a very, very great person. I'm very happy that I met her. She's been nothing short of extraordinary ever since the first time I made contact with her. And she's actually the one that's running the quarterly campaign for Mysterious Entertainment. And I was talking to her the other day, matter of fact, and I'm already trying to get her set up to run the next two or three quarters for Mysterious Entertainment, because I'm loving everything that she's doing.
Yeah, she's good people and definitely making it happen. Yeah. Big shout out to LaShawn. And again, man, I want to thank you for coming through. Come back anytime and let us know what you got going on with the other artists on your project. Bring them back through.
Okay.
Let's holler at them as well.
Okay.
And
I want to thank you, K. Diddy. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for having me on your show. Your loyal viewers, listeners, thank you all for tuning in, taking the time out to listen to Dino. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother. It was definitely our pleasure, man, and much love to you.
All right, thanks.
All right.
This is Sleepy Love from Sweet Friends, and you're listening to I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Yeah, it's a world movement thing, moving the world with their music. Loving it. Ciao.
If you see me have no going and no, I got your girl riding blue. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy feel me stretch right. Yeah, I'm in the club with six racks, pink statements. Where they do that? We pop cases, pay all cash. Lil' mama racist, she only like black. Cars act hard, hotel rooms that's amateur. Presidential suite, residential meets thug stamina. Dude's throwing dollars, tell him up if he's at my dope. Aviator shade body like a coke bottle. Someone call the nurse, she got him going berserk. Pass me that codeine, sir, got me out of way. And we got a strong thing, nothing come between, and she freak for the money. I like that though, just cause I beat this one on me, kind of hoe. I keep a nice roll like a bowling ball. Money on the mind, that's why she answer your call. All about them dollar signs, the games at the mall. I'm rolling through the hood, I'm always up to no good. If you see me have no going and no, I got your girl riding wood. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill with your purple Sprite. Yeah. She keep me going strong, money going on. Ass out, pass out the way she rock that song. Can we get it out? Not too hot in the club, in the middle of the floor. Yeah, I'm a thug. Girl, you know you trouble. Feeling on your bubble. I'm trying to stay humble. I wanna play in your jungle. Amazon, bring it up. Till she stutter like Tourette's. Hover in the Lex, driving at the again. Pulling panties aside, let me see it get wet. I can't be timid, I ain't no pet. I wanna see your limit. Ice on your breast, nipples on swole, got me standing up. Yeah, I like the hold while I'm giving you that thrust. Girl, arch your back and whisper it's lust. Stallion on the track, no matter how much I grip and I pull, she never get enough. I'm rolling through the hood, I'm always up to no good. If you see me have no going and go, I got to tell God in wood. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill, Mr. Purple Sprite. Girlfriends only guap. Gang, only soldiers, die legends. We into everything. Whatever ice chain made specifically for us. Marvel's game, ride the dummy train and the show bus. Kissing on the beamer, she ride like a diva. Every time I see her, I'm thinking, could I keep her? She just still with leaders, don't mess with the help. The best way to greet her, introduce this dope. Let the money speak and stuff. Goons ride for the wealth. She like pickles, carrots, eating shrimp salad. Like packs of double stacks, pistol mint, they lacking that. Pink and ill, you get it back. Timid, we're not. Big balls we got. I'm louder, I'm badder. Booty moving faster. Now I'm finna ask her. Hope you don't got no Anna. Listen, cause the top is where we aim. You guessed it. I'm rolling through the hood. I'm always up to no good. If you see me have no going and go, I got to tell God in wood. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill, Mr. Purple Sprite.